Well, are you ready for the Word of God? Come, let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for your words, which is living and powerful and active and energizing. That you will speak to each one of our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. What is about a name? A name is important. If you don't have a name, what will people call you? Hey! And everybody will be calling, hey, hey, hey. So you do not know who are you calling. So a name is important. I don't know about you. Today, when people have only one child or two child, they are very particular about choosing a name. How many of you realize that? But in my time, when the family have 10 or 12 children, they run out of names. Run out of good names, you know. But names are important because names describe a person. You know, in the Bible, the reason Esau was called because he was red and hairy. Esau means hairy, you know. And name also speak of destiny. David was called beloved. And you find the life of David, he was beloved of the Lord. And remember, David have a son called Solomon. What did he call him? He called his name Solomon. It means a man of what? A man of peace. You realize that in the time when King Solomon became king, Israel were living in peace. He's a man of peace, so he's a very peaceful man. And in those times, when he reigned over Israel, it was called the golden era of Israel history. Name is important. When my niece was born, my sister came to me and said, find me a Christian name. That's good. What an opportunity. Find me a Christian name. But at those times, the only thing I could think of was this cartoon. You know, this TV cartoon called Flintstone. How many of you watched this Flintstone? You know, I saw when she said, find me a name. I said, hey, that's not bad. If you watch this Flintstone, the caveman is called Fred. You know, and then the wife is called what? Wilma. You know, in all my life, I only met one Wilma. One lady who introduced herself and said, my name is Wilma. And the first thing that flashback was Flintstone. So I told my sister, why don't you call your daughter Pebbles? It sounds trendy and nice. And it means a stone that has been polished by sand and by water, you know. But later on, when she grew up, she realized that name Pepper was not as nice as you think, was not as trendy as you think, and she changed her name. You know, you realize that when you are in school, you meet people with all kinds of names. How many of you discovered that? You know, and I want you to know that before Jesus was born, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in the dream, and he said to him that this baby is going to be born, and you're going to call this baby by one name, not what you like, but you're going to call his name Jesus, for he will take away, he will save his people from their sin. And when the angel told him, call him Jesus, it was a promise given in Genesis chapter what? Chapter 3, verse 15. Fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Call his name Jesus. This is the title of my message, the name of Jesus. Turn to Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 9. Now, Peter and James were going up to the temple at a time of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man lame from his birth being carried up who was placed at a temple gate called the Beautiful Gate every day. So he could beg for money from those going into the temple court. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple court, he asked them for money. Peter looked directly at him as did John and said, look at us. So the lame man paid attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I have no silver or gold, but what I have, what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Then Peter took hold of him by the right hand and raised him up. And at once the man's feet was raised up, and at once the man's feet and ankle were made strong. He jumped up, stood and began walking around and entered into the temple court with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the man who used to seek and ask for donation at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with astonishment and amazement at what has happened. Silver and gold have I none. All I have is that name, Jesus. Say that name, Jesus, with me. Apostle Paul declared, the name of Jesus is above every other name. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to verse 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the place of the highest honor and give him. I think we should all read this together. Let's read it together. Hear what you read. God exalted him to the place of the highest honor and gave him a name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. To the glory of the Father. Apostle Paul himself experienced that name Jesus on the road of Damascus. It was on that road that he encountered Jesus, and he asked, "Who are you, Lord?" And the voice replied, "I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting." I am Jesus. The name of Jesus is the sweetest, dearest, and the most powerful name above every other name. In that name, sickness bow. In that name, depression and diseases bow. In that name, demons flee. And in that name, the storm of finance, fear, anxiety, and worry are still with the peace of God in His name. Your prayer is answered in His name. We need to hear that name Jesus more often in our life. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3 says, His name is like ointment poured forth. His name is like oil, the oil of healing, the oil of grace, the oil of goodness, the oil of His character. His name is like ointment poured forth. And when His name is poured upon you, it takes effect on you. It changes you, it touches you, it ministers to you. His name is like ointment poured forth. Therefore, we need to love His name. Respect His name. Honor His name. Believe His name. Worship His name. Because the name Jesus is the name above every other name. Whether we whisper His name, Jesus, or we shout His name, Jesus, or we declare His name, or we meditate on His name, or we speak or sing His name like this morning, I want you to know that the name of Jesus is the name of power and authority, and is like ointment poured forth upon your life. So this morning, whatever is your need, that name Jesus is able to meet your need. His name. Many people do not know the power behind that name, Jesus. But I tell you, who knows? The devil knows. And he tried very hard to decentralize us from his name, to decentralize the world from the name Jesus. In all my life, I never heard, and I wonder why there is no other name that people use in vain or use to swear or curse than Jesus. Have you realized that? Or Jesus Christ or God Almighty. In all my life, when people lose their temper and they yell, they never say, Ah, Buddha! Even though I know that when you go to some Chinese restaurant, Buddha stands with the hand open up and the tummy there is very big. And some people rub the tummy for luck. But you never hear them use his name, because his name has no power except the name of Jesus. No other religious leader in our world name has power. That's why they don't use their name. They only use the name of Jesus. All other religious leaders are dead and gone. Only Jesus Christ is alive and well. And the devil tries very hard to decentralize people to the power behind Jesus' name by using it in vain. But we know the name Jesus is a name above every name. The name above, the name beneath also have to bow to him. The whole New Testament begins with Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, and ends with Revelation 22, verse 21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. From the book of Matthew, the first description, to the end of Genesis, the last description, all in between is about the name and about the person named Jesus Christ. The early church have no hype. They have no multimedia, no flashing light, no smoke machine. They only have the name Jesus. It was with that name. It was in that name they believed. It was in that name they proclaimed. It was in that name they preached. It was in that name they were baptized. It was in the name that demons were cast out. It was in the name that healing took place. It was in the name that they called upon him, Jesus. Help us. It was in that name that they were sent for. What a change of behavior of the disciple of Jesus Christ. They were Jews. They were brought up in the Old Testament under the Old Covenant, that even God's name is so reverent and so holy that you cannot even say. They have words, letters to present his name, because his name is just too great, too holy. But yet, in the New Testament, under the New Covenant, these disciples of him, not perfect disciples, these disciples of him went around using the name of Jesus. I want you to know, we who believe in Jesus, we can speak his name, confess his name with power and authority in the new covenant that we are in. Why is there power in the name of Jesus Christ? Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to verse 11 tell us, and Paul say, the power that is in the name of Jesus was because he humbled himself in obedience to the death on the cross, and God highly exalted him. That Jesus Christ humbled himself in obedience, and God has exalted him, lift him up. And the name of Jesus is a name above every other name. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God and the Father. We read Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 10. This passage reveals the disciple experienced the power of Jesus' name. That power that is also available to us who are in covenant relationship with the person of Jesus Christ. Three things you need to know. The three P's about His power. Firstly, His name is the power of His presence. John, Peter, and John went together in the temple at the hour of prayer. Peter and John, not just one of them, not Peter alone or John only, but two of them, Peter and John, together, Peter and John, and they, Peter and John, went to the temple in the hour of prayer. Two of them. Jesus promised us in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where there are two or three gathered together in my name, meeting together as my followers, I am there in the midst of them. I am there among them." When we gather in His name, work together in His name, pray together in His name, agree together in His name, there is the promise of what? The promise of His presence. I am in the midst of them. I am among them. This morning, Jesus is here. The King of Kings and the Lord is here. When Noah and his family were in the ark, and the flood was great, probably they were fearful, but not one drop of water fell on them, simply because He is in the midst of them. The three Hebrew boys threw in the furnace, you know, and the fire was heated up seven times greater, but nothing touched them or burned them. Even their clothes was not smoke. It may look hopeless outside, but inside they were solely protected because Jesus was in the midst of them. This morning I want you to know, whatever you are going through, Jesus is in the midst of you. You are not alone. When the disciples were in the ship at sea, and the wind and the wave began to go against them, but they were fearful. But neither hell or high water could sink the boat, simply because of what? Jesus was in the midst of them. I want you to know, when two or three of us are gathered together, Jesus is what? In our midst. You know, in Jesus' time, it only takes 10 people to form a synagogue. Today, we gather at Grace City Church. He is in the midst of us. When we gather or Zoom for powerhouse meeting, He is in the midst of us. Jesus is very modern. He also Zoom with us. You know, and in the prayer meeting, He's in the midst of us. And when you are at home as a Christian family, He's in the midst of us. His name guarantees the power of His presence when two or three are gathered in His name. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus sent two by two out to do His work, and they came back with good report, and they say this, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in Your name." Two of them, Peter and John, went to the temple in the hour of prayer. Jesus revealed the power of His presence. The power of His presence is promised, guaranteed, and is manifest when we gather together. When we gather together, we are hunger, we are heart of thirst, we are heart to desire Him and want to see Him and want to touch Him. He promised that He is present. He is present. He is present. He's in the midst of us, in our worship, in our working together, in our praying together. This is the confidence that we have, that when He is present, miracles does take place. Prayer gets answered. Peter and John, together in His name. At home, together, husband and wife, and children, in His name, He said, "I am among you." The Lord is in the midst of us today. When we gather to fellowship, He is in the midst of us. How will we conduct ourselves? Hello? We all say He is in the midst of us. But how will we conduct ourselves? How will we worship? How will we give? How will we listen to His word? What would our conversation be? Because He is in the midst of us. He is in our midst not to condemn, not to accuse, not to point finger. He's in our midst because He wants to powerfully minister to us according to the power of His name. The Lord is in the midst of your house. What program will you watch? What website will you connect to? How will you treat your spouse and your children? How would you honor your parent? Because He is in the midst of us to powerfully live in His name. The power of His presence. The next is the power of attorney. Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the lame man who has been begging every day for his life is always expecting money, money, money. But Peter and John have no silver, have no gold, no credit card, no debit card, not even the same, empty pocket. These are the kind of people that you go out lunch with, then you have to end up paying. Empty pocket, but they have something more powerful than silver and gold. What do they have? They have the name Jesus. Silver and gold cannot make the layman walk, but the power that is in the name of Jesus is able to make the layman walk. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. This is how the message put it. Faith in Jesus' name put this man, whose condition we know so well, on his feet. Yes, faith and nothing but faith in His name put this man healed and whole right before your eyes. There is power in the name of Jesus to heal, to restore, to set the captives free, to deliver all sickness and diseases and infirmity and bondages. Because in the name of Jesus, the enemy flees. An enemy bow. His name that is above every man. Man can give name to all sickness and diseases and infirmity and bondages. And I was wanting you to know that some medical name they give, I cannot even pronounce. How many of you realize that? Whatever name they give, it must bow to the name of Jesus. Cancer, depression, oppression, discouragement, failures. They must bow to the name of Jesus. And the disciple Peter and John, just like you and I, is able to use the name of Jesus. Because Jesus commissioned them. Jesus authorized them. Jesus empowered them. And this commission, this authorization, and this empowerment to use the name of Jesus is called the power of attorney. The power attorney, as a justice of peace, they come to me and say, can you witness for me? I've been made a power attorney by so and so. The power attorney enable a person, you know, who you trust and manage important financial and legal matters on your behalf. It can take effect right now when you are not here. You may be away, you have a property to sell, you have something needs to be done. You sign the power of attorney to someone. And this is what Jesus did. Jesus gave us the power of attorney. Amen. He gave us the power of attorney so that you and I has the right to represent Him, has the right to use His name. He said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and verse 18, in my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snake with their hands, and when they drink, deadly poison. It will not hurt them at all. They will place their hand on the sick and they will get well. Do you know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? It doesn't matter how the world has changed, how advanced we may be. Yet Jesus say, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. What I say to you, to the disciple in those days, is still relevant today. It's still real and it's still practical and it's still powerful today. He gives the disciple the power of attorney to use in him. Now he said to you, use my name. Use my name because you are in relationship with me. Because of your position in me. And because of that, I've given you the power of attorney to use my name. The power of attorney give you the power to pray in his name. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 13 to verse 14, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me of anything in my name, and I will do it. Jesus said, you never pray before to his disciple. He said, from now onward, pray. Pray in my name. Pray in my name is the greatest privilege of a Christian. That we can use Jesus' name to approach him and to partake in his grace, in his mercy, in his love, in his power, in his benefit. Satan bowed at his name, trembled at his name, fall at his name. But you and I who know his name, who are in relationship with him, his name is our protection. His name is what we can use to pray, knowing that when we pray in his will, we pray in line with what God wants, we know that in his name, our prayer will be what? Will be answered. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and verse 15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. For if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. You have the power of attorney given by Jesus Christ. Power to represent him. Power to use his name. Power to minister in his name. Power to speak for his name. Power to pray to his name. Power to cast out demons in his name. Power to speak over your situation in his name. With your problems and your need. Because Jesus Christ honors his name. We need to say the name of Jesus more often. When fear comes in, Jesus. When worry and anxiety comes in, Jesus. Wow. Have you ever done that before? Have you ever done that before? Just Jesus. And straight away, something around you, your world start to what? Start to silent down. Start to change. No other name is that name Jesus. We just have to trust that name. I think sometimes we become too smart. Do you think so? The danger of becoming too smart? I mean, just that name Jesus. You hold a man who is dying. What can you say? Jesus. You hold a man that is crying and in pain. What can you say? Sometimes you got nothing much to say. Just Jesus. That is the power that he gave to us. And we must not forget to use his name. Lastly, his name is the power of his person. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that when we use his name, he has power, he has authority, because we are not using a name of someone that is mystical, someone that we think so. We are using his name, Jesus of Nazareth, means he really came in the body form. He really lived on earth and walked on earth. And we know, you know, a dead man has name has no power, but Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. Because he is not dead, he is a person that you and I trust. We have this. Our past is forgiven. Our present is blessed. Our hope and future is certain and sure. Because Jesus Christ never retired. He never take off. He's always actively working. It's a powerful thing that God is always working. Sometimes we don't think so. Sometimes we may not see with our eyes. But he is always working. When Peter and John say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they identify the personhood of Jesus. Savior, anointed one, Nazareth, the place of his birth. That Jesus did not come to, that Jesus did come to earth, walk and live among us as a person, not a spirit, not an idea, not mystical, but the word became flesh and dwell among us. This is a glorious truth that Peter and John used, the name of the very man, Jesus, who was crucified on the cross and now alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father. And by using his name and the power that is in his name and the presence of his name shows us that he is real and alive. Later on, the religious leader in Acts chapter 4 tell them, shut up. Don't use his name anymore. Shut your mouth. I hope that you and I will not allow anyone to shut our mouth in using his name. You know what they say? Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which they must be saved. And what is that name? Jesus. Jesus. We need to believe only Jesus saves. I know in our time that we are living in with so much bombardment, and you know, it's so easy to become liberal in our thoughts. Jesus is the way, but I think there is some smaller way. There is no smaller way. There is no other way. Jesus is the only way. Hello? We need to believe that. Because it's so easy for us to be bombarded by the world and think that, you know, God is the God of love. Surely he understands. He understands. He's merciful. Surely he will not send people to hell. Cannot be. God is too good. You see, that is the voices of the world. We need to come back to what the Bible says. And the Bible says there's only one name whereby a man can be saved. And that is the name Jesus. What would you do with the name Jesus? What would you do? When people say you cannot use his name, schools may stop you. People may say you cannot mention his name. People will ridicule you, get angry with you, curse at you, swear at you that you cannot use his name. I tell you what you should do. You should use his name more. Amen. Because that is the only name of authority and power. That is the only name that can solve our world problem. Jesus. The name of Jesus is the greatest weapon we have. His name is power. Through his name, we have the power of attorney to preach, to teach, to pray, to minister, to bless in Jesus' name. How many of you bless people in your name? You bless them in whose name? In Jesus' name. You want to bless them in your name? No need. Just give them some money. The dearest, sweetest, and the most powerful name in the world is not the President of America. It's not the Chancellor of Germany that just stepped down. She was one of the most powerful women at one time. They come, they go. The dearest, sweetest name and the most powerful name in the world is Jesus. This is the name. The Bible says, when you mention his name, it is like ointment poured forth. When he poured forth his ointment, he poured forth and said, I am what I am. Whatever is your need, I'm able to minister to that need. Can we get the worship team to come? His name is the sweetest, is the greatest, and the most powerful name. What's the song we're going to sing? Oh. Why don't we stand up? I'm not told Ivan what I'm going to preach. And he has chosen this song. In closing. This song was in their selection for today, but they did not sing. And the first part, they kept it for the last part. And he had no idea what I was going to preach. The name of Jesus is the most beautiful name. We can get so caught up. We can be so caught up with the affair of life, with the care of life, that we forgot the power that is in the name of Jesus. Try from today onward, whenever you are by yourself. When you are driving, just say Jesus. 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 And you'll see your world change. Because his name is the only name of authority and power. To your finance, future needs, Jesus. To your sickness, Jesus. To your relationship, Jesus. To your healing, Jesus. I want you to know that name, Jesus, is the only name of hope, of healing, of power. It's the name given to you. You can use his name because you are in relationship with him.
You were the Word at the beginning. We've got the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. Beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven. Down. My sin was great, your love was greater. So what could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ. wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Are you stressed this morning? Are things pressing your heart? The pressure of life? That name, Jesus, the name that steals your world. You know, at times when I check my blood pressure, it's pretty high. It's pretty high. And I will take a game and I'll just spend a short while and just say, Jesus, Jesus. And I notice as my world silent, so does my blood pressure. I'm telling you, that name of Jesus is a very powerful name. You need to honor that name, trust that name, love that name, appropriate that name, stand on that name. It's a name given to you as His child so that you may live your life in the power of His name. The sweetest name, the most powerful name, the greatest name, Jesus. Why don't you say with me, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus. Just continue, just
Jesus.
Say His name where you are right now,
Jesus.
And let Him,
Jesus,
calm your world.
Jesus.
Let Him assure you. Let Him touch you. Let Him reveal His plan and His future for you. Because of His name, your past is forgiven. Your present is blessed. Your hope and future is certain and sure. Jesus, the name like ointment pour forth. I pray right now, in no other name than the name that is above every other name, the name Jesus, I declare and pronounce over your people, Father, that name that bring your grace, your mercy, your answer, your strength, your healing, oh God, over your people, Father. May they experience the power of your name for their life. May they use the power of attorney that you have given us to represent you, oh God. And may they know the power of your personhood, O God. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.